From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. North Korea indicated it may soon test a hydrogen bomb in the Pacific Ocean, this after the country's leader Kim Jong-un warned he would match U.S. President Donald Trump's threatening words and new sanctions with equally provocative action. The North Korean leader responded Friday to Trump's U.N. address this week when he referred to Kim as a rocket man on a suicide mission and said if forced to defend itself or its allies, the United States would totally destroy North Korea. Kim said on Friday that Trump displayed mentally deranged behavior and that his threat to destroy a sovereign nation was irrational. He called the U.S. president rogue and a gangster and promised to answer Trump's insults with the highest level of hardline countermeasure in history. However, both President Trump's harsh rhetoric and Kim Jong-un's provocative response may also be diplomatic ploys to gain a future negotiating advantage. Bong Yong-shik is with the Yonsei University Institute for North Korean Studies in Seoul.
If there's anything, the exchange of blusters may indicate that both sides really want to compel the other side to back down with the assumption that the other side also prefers diplomatic solution to the current situation.
The Trump administration on Thursday also announced new unilateral sanctions against North Korea, and Beijing has supported increasing UN sanctions. Earthquake rescue operations have resumed in Mexico City after heavy rain caused them to be suspended in the capital's hard-hit Colonia Roma neighborhood. Since the 7.1 magnitude earthquake struck, authorities have confirmed at least 272 deaths. From Washington, this is VOA News. The eye of Hurricane Maria approached the Turks and Caicos on Friday morning with maximum sustained winds of 205 kilometers per hour. The southeastern Bahamas is also set to experience the wrath of Maria, which has dumped heavy rain on the Dominican Republic and Puerto Rico, where Patrick George works for the municipality of Caetano, a San Juan neighborhood. He says that 85% of the houses in the neighborhood are gone. In addition to one reported death in Puerto Rico, Hurricane Maria has left at least 10 people dead across the Caribbean. In Thailand, police say a roadside bomb exploded in Pattani province in the country's south, killing four army rangers, wounding five others, and one civilian. The Muslim-majority border region has been racked by violence for over a decade as ethnic Malay insurgents battle the government of Buddhist-majority Thailand for more autonomy. There has been no immediate claim of responsibility for the blast. Less expensive generic AIDS drugs will be made available in Africa with the financial backing of Bill Gates' charitable foundation. The UN AIDS program announced Thursday that the Gates Foundation will guarantee a minimum number of pill sales, and in turn, the drug maker agreed to cap the price of treatment at $75 per patient per year. Michel Sadib is executive director of the joint UN program on HIV/AIDS.
What we are talking about today with this life-changing announcement is about the quality of medicine, but is about equity, is about the dignity, is about access to medicine as a human right. It is about equity.
The reduced price AIDS drugs will be available for purchase by public sector organizations next year, and estimates show the partnership will likely save more than $1 billion in medical costs over the next 6 years. Pakistan's military says the death toll from the overnight cross-border shooting by India in the disputed Kashmir region has risen to six. A senior army spokesman said 26 people, including women and children, were also wounded in what he called unprovoked Indian shelling across the boundary between the Sharwa and Harpal villages on the Pakistani side. This latest incident in the disputed Himalayan region comes a day after Pakistani Prime Minister Shahid Khan Absari accused India of committing human rights violations in India's part of Kashmir during a speech at the United Nations. Pakistan is calling for an international investigation into India's crimes in occupied Kashmir. For more on these and other top stories, visit us online at voanews.com. I'm Steve Karish.
That's the latest world news from VOA.